Tonight we will conclude the third and final installment of this last Ramban in Parshas Bo, in which he describes various fundamental tenets of Judaism, which he uses this opportunity to explain. Last night we were discussing the concept of Hevi Zohir b'mitzvah kala kivachamura, how the Ramban writes, Chazal tell us to be as careful with a light mitzvah as with what we would consider a more heavy or significant mitzvah, because they are all chaviv, they are all dear before Hashem, through which any time a person does a mitzvah, he's modeh l'Elokav, he's acknowledging the presence of Hashem. And the Ramban continues that thought by saying, Kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs. In fact, all mitzvahs have that aspect, no matter what mitzvah it is, whether it is a mitzvah which has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is with Springboard, which he's been talking about, or any mitzvah for that matter, says the Ramban, the kavana of every single mitzvah. A person asks, why do we have mitzvahs to do? What does Hashem want for us when we're doing a mitzvah? Says the Ramban, Shena'amin belokeinu v'noda elov shehu boreinu. To acknowledge the presence of Hashem, and to acknowledge that He created us. That's the purpose of every mitzvah. All the Sefer Chinuch which we completed, and they have the reasons for the mitzvah, and what we're supposed to gain from that, that's all very nice, and it's all very true. But at the end of the day, the core, why do we have all these mitzvahs, says the Ramban, Shena'amin belokeinu, to believe in the presence of Hashem, v'noda elav shehu boreinu, to acknowledge that He is our Creator. Says Rabban, in fact, we can take that idea and we'll take it even further. Not only is that the purpose of us as Jews fulfilling the mitzvahs, that's the answer to the question of why did Hashem create this world in the first place? Why are we here? Why is anybody here? What's the purpose of creation? Somebody passes you on the street and asks you that simple question. The Rabban has a very simple answer for him. In one line he says, Kavanas kol hayitzira. The purpose of all of creation, she'ein lanu tam achir b'yitzira. We don't know the reason to give. No other explanation as to why we are here. He doesn't have any other desire for us. Hashem doesn't need us. Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yoda leilokav shiborod. But for us to acknowledge the presence of Hashem. The purpose of us, the one thing that we add to creation, Hashem doesn't need us for any of this, but the reason why we are here, the purpose, the additional aspect that we add to creation as human beings, people of free will and of choice, is to take that free will and that free choice and to acknowledge with our free choice that there's such a concept of Hashem and we are His creations. And the Ramban gets into tefillah, the kavanas romumus harkol v'tefillah, the purpose of all the idea of getting together and davening, having a shul, he writes, uzchus tefillah sarabim, as we gather together here to daven, sheyulev nei adam makum yiskabtsu, that we should have a gathering point to fulfill that, a point where we come together as a people, as a whole, v'yodu le'el shevaron, to be able to acknowledge Hashem as that He who created us, via farsimuza, that we should make it known and publicized, because we're all gathering together to do that. The yomru lefanov briosecha anachnu, that we should come together and say, briosecha anachnu, we are all your creations. That's the purpose of all of Batei Knesset. That's why we have shuls, that's why we have minyanim, that's why people come together, that we as a whole, as a people, can come together and scream out, we are your creations. You can hear in the way the Ramban describes this, the pain that he would have if he'd walk into a shul and he sees people shepherding about and schmoozing and talking and not paying attention to the davening. This is the kavonos hayitzira, he writes. This is the reason for the entire creation, is that man should be able to acknowledge Hashem as his creator. We have a place in which we come together to do that. This is the shul, this is the place where, as a whole, as a unit, we all do and scream together, Briosecha Anachnu. All the words of our tefillah are simply Chazal's giving us the language to simply say those two words over and over and over again. Briosecha Anachnu. Briosecha Anachnu. We are your creations. You're the creator. We are your created. That's why we're here. That's why we have a shul. That's why we have a gathering place. That, says the Ramban, is the purpose of all of the mitzvahs that we do. It's the purpose of all of creation to be able to acknowledge Hashem as our creator. After he completes his discussion of the purpose of creation, he gets back to the point that the Ramban started with, and he concludes this very long discussion, which we spent 3 days on, and he gets back to the concept of the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he concludes with the following thought, that it's from the Nisim HaGedolim V'Amafursamim, from the Nisim, the miracles, the changing of the nature in an open, active way, where a person looks at it and he sees an obvious break from the natural order of things, Modeh B'Nisim HaNistarim. An idea which is mentioned in various different aspects in Judaism, that it's from those open miracles, then a person can acknowledge that the ones which aren't so open, that which seems to be normal, that's also a miracle. The Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula. And here the Ramban gets back to an idea he said before. That's the fundamentals of all of Torah. There's no such thing as nature. There's no such thing as this is the natural way that it is. There's a Hashem, there's a Creator. He put everything into motion, and from the times that He changes that natural order, from those we learn that He's really running everything, says the Ramban. And then he says one of the most powerful lines in his commentary in all of Chumash, She'ein lo adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has no portion in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah that he brought down to us, until a person believes that everything that happens to us, shekulam nisim, everything is a miracle. Everything is because that's the will that Hashem wants it to be. Ein bohem teva uminhagol shalom. There's no such thing as nature. There's no such thing as yeah. That's how things go. Says when ein lo adam chelik v'teres Moshe. You have no portion in this Torah until you acknowledge, says the Ramban, there's no such thing as nature, there's no such thing as the natural course, everything is run by Hashem. He runs it in a way that appears to be by natural law and order, but there's no such thing that it has to be that way. It's because that's the way that He so desired it. And that, he says, get back to the idea, that's the entire concept of schar v'onish, or reward and punishment. As you say in Kriya Shema every day, if a person does mitzvahs, there'll be rain, there'll be peace, you'll have crops. What does that have to do with putting on tefillin? There should be rain if I put on tefillin? Says Ramban, yeah, because nothing has anything to do with anything. Everything is because that's the will of Hashem. There's no such thing as a natural order. And every reward and punishment that has we find in the Torah is furthering this idea. That's why we have Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim of Pesach play such a fundamental role, he concludes with, because this is where we learn the idea that Hashem is in control, and from that we derive every other principle which is so fundamental to Torah. He concludes with the Pasuk, V'ro kol amei ha'aretz. With this understanding, we should come to the point we fulfill that all the nations of the world should see us, Kishem Hashem nikra eilecha, that the Shem Hashem, Hashem is called upon us, the Yirumi Mecca, they should fear us, because through us we are the chariots of that idea, bringing it to the world that Hashem is the Creator. We are His created Briosecha, Anachnu. We are His created, bringing His name into the world, Kenyi Ratzon, that we should be able to fulfill that. The Ramban's piece. I recommend anyone who wants it. It's a beautiful piece. It's long, but to read it inside, the words are magnificent.